Welcome back to the Sam T. Blues Review. Joining me now is a founding member of the Supremes, author of the new book, her fourth book, called Supreme Glamour, which showcases the iconic outfits worn by the band The Supremes. Mary Wilson is my guest tonight. Mary, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all.
I'm more than wonderful. I'm so happy because my new book, Supreme Glamour, is doing so well. I understand it's on its way to being a bestseller, so I'm extremely happy.
That's incredible, but I'm not at all surprised. It's a wonderful book.
Really? Okay, well, I am surprised because they said, I'm told in the literary arenas that coffee table books are not often bestsellers. So I'm like, oh, my God, then this will just be another book. But it's not. I mean, people are embracing it. So I mean, I couldn't imagine that it would be so wonderful because it's kind of like a history lesson as
right.
well as a fashion book, as well as, you know, a recording about the music. So it has, like, three different phases going on it. So I'm really thrilled about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about how the book came to be. Where did the idea come from?
Well, idea being that when I was in high school, before I was getting ready to graduate, my English teacher told me that I should really kind of make sure I get a better grade in his English class because he knew I was singing in this group, the Primettes, you know. And mm-hmm. so he says, if you want to continue singing with that little group, he said, then you had better, you know, do better in my English class. So I kind of wrote this, paper and sent it in, and he gave me an A++. And he said, Miss Wilson, he says, I think you should consider becoming a writer instead of singing with that little group, the Primettes. And I used that that paper to write my first book, Dream Girl, and I started keeping diaries from the time I was 17. And so I got the bug for writing, so I did the first book, Dream Girl, My Life is a Supreme, the second book, Supreme Faith, Someday We'll Be Together, and then my third book was a combination of the two, and now this Supreme Glamour is my fourth one. So my teacher was right. I became a writer, and that's how it kind of came about. But after I had done the autobiographical books, I figured I should do something else, and this fourth book is more about the fashion.
Right.
So it has the look of a fashion book, but it really is about the history and our image of the Supremes, which was glamorous.
Yeah, it really was. And, I mean, what a great idea to catalog, you know, all of these iconic gowns and outfits. I can imagine trying to maybe locate some of them was a little difficult. What was that process like?
Well, I actually had, every time a member of the group, when Florence was no longer in the group, Diane left, I had all the gowns remained with me because I was the only one there. And from that point, I hired all the other girls, and every time someone would leave, they'd have to leave the gowns. So I ended up with all the gowns, most of the gowns, I should say. But as we became so famous, a lot of times we had to store them in mm-hmm. different places. So, and then people broke into a bus one time in London, and they stole gowns. Someone stole one of our best pair of jackets to a suit we had, a beaded suit, out of the studio, the designer studio. So, you know, a lot have been lost, and I found even some on eBay. A lot of fans have called me and said, Mary, we see some of your gowns on eBay, and they bought them for me and gave them to me. So, you know, I've collected all these things. I am a hoarder. My daughter tells me I'm a hoarder, but I said, but look at what I've hoarded, you know, some great
right.
things. So I've had most of them. I've had most of the gowns. I'm still sort of trying to find the other gowns. They will probably show up eventually. In fact, a girl in London found one top of a gown that we had in France.
Oh,
and
really?
She gave that back to me. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's amazing how things just seem to disappear. But it's a gorgeous book.
Yeah, it really is. So tell me, why was the look so important, the look of the Supremes?
Well, I think the look was important because we were girly girls. I mean, we loved dressing up. We loved looking good. And so that was just something that we as individuals really enjoyed, dressing up. Our parents, our aunts, all dressed up, and they admired people like Lena Horne, you know, from that mm-hmm. era. So we were just surrounded with beauty, and Diane's mom was one of the most beautiful women in the world. My mother was very handsome. She was very tall, but she was very elegant, very mm-hmm. graceful. Florence had this wonderful mom with long hair all the way down her back. So we all kind of, you know, had that around us, and we were taught to always look good. So that's kind of just who we were as individuals. And I just say we were girly girls. In fact, one of my granddaughters says, Grandma, she says, am I a girly girl? I'm like, yep, you're a girly girl because Grandma is a girly girl.
There you go. What do you think of, like, some of the styles coming up now in modern music?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think every generation has a sort of a look, you mm-hmm. know. And every decade, the look kind of changes because after, in the very beginning, we were sort of elegant. Then we went into the bell bottoms, you know, and
right.
you had the minis and all those kind of things. So there are always different looks. This generation of girls, I think that they're glamorous. Some may be exposing a little more than I think that I would want to expose. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's, I think Motown gave a great example. They say, the sound of young America. That's what the music was,
yeah.
The sound of young America. But I think that's what's going on now. Now is the you know, the look of young America. So they're, you know, that's who they are.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Do you have a favorite gown or an outfit that you wore with the Supremes?
Well, it's kind of hard. You know, I have 11 grandchildren. And it's you can't say which one is your
exactly.
favorite. But it's same thing with the gowns. But but there's some that stand out because of what we were doing. And what,
sure.
one of the pictures, I think, in the first couple of pages of my book, Supreme Glamour, is the Supremes with the Queen Mother from England when we did a command performance there in London. And it's pink, and it has pearls, rhinestone, bugle beads, all kind of
yeah.
different beads on it, and it weighed something like 30 pounds
each
of the gowns.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would say that's one of the favorites only because it was, you know, the occasion being doing a command performance for the royal family in England, in London, you know. So that's one of the favorites, actually. But I have so many others.
Oh, I can imagine. So Supreme Glamour is out now. You guys can pick up your copy on Amazon and most retail stores where books are sold. Mary, I want to thank you so much for talking with me.
Okay, can I say one last thing?
Of course. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a lot of guys who come up, and you would think that this fashion book would not be something that guys would like, but I have guys coming up and say, Mary, you know, I was in the Vietnam War, and when we were in the war, you girls, you know, your music and your look and your gowns, you were so beautiful. You really inspired us
oh, wow.
to come home. So thank you. So, you know, it's for, and the history lessons in there, it's for everybody. It's not just about gowns or dresses.
Yes.
So I want people to know it's so much more than that. It's the music. It's the history. It's the sound and the look of our lives in the 60s.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful way to put it. I like that you said that.
Oh, me too. I just thought of it.
Just thought. All right, now you can use it on your next interview.
Okay, I will.
All right, Mary, again, thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure talking
to you. Okay, thank you. Mine too. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.